Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. And
God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And Father God, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, I would be so mindful to give your son, Jesus Christ, the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And once again, I just thank you, my loyal and faithful listeners out there in my podcast digital audience on tonight. I just thank God for you, because if it wasn't for you, there would be no need for me. But because God has people, designated soldiers and people of God that love Jesus and love the gospel of Jesus Christ, preached in its factual contents and in its ethics and truths. So I just thank you for being a loyal and faithful listener. And like I previously say on previous recording, there is a blessing engraved with your name on it. And so we're going to go on into our program tonight, and we're coming, our theme tonight, hallelujah, is the heart of leadership. And we're going to be coming from different angles here tonight, but we're going to break it down to its lowest denominator on tonight. And hallelujah, I'm reminded that there was, hallelujah, they was having a funeral service for a war veteran, and in which the man military buddies had a role in service. And the friends requested that the minister lead them to the casket for a moment of silence. They were then followed, hallelujah, they were then followed the pastor out a side door. And the plan was carried out with military precision until the minister marched them into a broom closet. The soldiers had to make an awkward retreat, and that pastor made an honest mistake. But it illustrates that leaders must know where they are going. As go the leader, so go the followers. And the Apostle Paul left thus on the island of Crete to establish a witness for Jesus Christ. Titus was to appoint leaders for the growing hand of believers, except for preaching the gospel. Nothing Titus did for the Christians on Crete was more important than finding the right leadership for them. And the church leaders, hallelujah, are to meet the standards set forth in Titus 6 and 9. And guide others to greater maturity in their relationship with Christ. And followers must knowingly hold near spiritual leaders accountable, hallelujah, to those goals. And whether you're a leader or follower, know where you're going, or you may end up in a closet. Hallelujah. Now, we are also noted that every 4 years, we elect the President of the United States and representative to Congress. We also elect state and local officials, giving them the responsibilities to lead and guide our cities and our towns. But how much thought do we give to leadership, hallelujah, and guidance that affect our daily lives? How concerned are we about how our leaders make decisions? Do they have a heart for God? Are our churches led by pastors who are guided by God to judge for Barack faced some of those same questions? Hallelujah. He and his soldiers were led into a confrontation with Sisera and his army of Mount Tabor. And Barack did not want to go into the struggle alone, but instead questioned that his leader and guide go with him. Accompanied by his leaders, Barack and his soldiers met the Sisera, the 900 iron chariots without hesitation. Barak's leader, hallelujah, exclaimed, for this is the day in which the Lord has delivered Sisera into thy hands. That's verse 14. Thus was Sisera's entire army defeated and destroyed. But who was leading Barak? Deborah, the prophetess. Courageously, she led Barak. Know that it was time to face Sisera, led by God. She not only showed Barak the way, but she went with him as he faced the battle. Deborah could have received all of the fame and all the glory for the victory, but instead she gave all the credit to the Lord. You can read her song in Judges 5. We have been given the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit to meet our daily challenge. Like Barak, let us depend on the message from the Lord about how we must lead and be led. Like Barak, let us go and let us look to a leader guided by the Holy Spirit. Like Deborah, let us guide others with divine direction. And we can also have this as our daily prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the gift of guidance each day. We face new struggles and new challenges that teach us that we must depend on your leadership. Continue to direct our path that we might live out your will for our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And thirdly, we can go into the law of John 13, and it gives us a clear portrait of Jesus, the servant leader. This biblical vision of leadership is an upside down, a contrast to the kind of leadership we see demonstrated in the world. It is based, hallelujah, upon a heavenly understanding of life and ministry, rather than an earthly one. A spiritual vision of leadership, such as the one Jesus modeled, rejects self-seeking, self-protection, and self-promotion, and self-advancement. It embodies humility, generosity, and sacrifice. Hallelujah. It demonstrates the reverence of human priority. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. That's in the law of Matthew 20, 26 on through 28. The servant leader is deeply committed to reverence for God. That's in the law of John 13 and 3. And we know that a servant leader has respect for others, verse 7 and through 13. As others are willing to receive and emulate such leadership, the lesson of the golden rules is reinforced in verse 8 and 14. The more God empowers the servant leader, the more he or she is obligated to be a good steward of God's blessings and benefits. That's in verse 15 through 16. In the summary, reference, respect, and responsibilities characterize the servant leader. Those who follow the example of Jesus, the servant leader supreme, have his assurance, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Pray for the strength to grow into a servant leader. Hallelujah. And this is to you that are guided by God to go into ministry. Be sure that you are under the right leadership, because you don't want anyone that do not believe in the same doctrine that you believe in. You don't want nobody that believing in Bahamas. You don't want nobody that believing in Buddha. But if they're believing that God sent his only begotten Son to die out on Calvary Cross, and on that third day he rose out of the grave, those are the principles that you want to embark upon in leadership. If they are not in the same doctrine that you're in, then you need to change your church leadership. You need to change churches because you're under the wrong guidance. You're under the wrong doctrine. And God said that those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we cannot substitute God's word. We got to tell God's word season and out of season and in season. We got to tell it if mother don't like it. We have to tell it if father don't like it. We have to tell it if our children don't like it. We got to tell it anyhow. We got to tell it just like Jesus has left it. And he left us a book to believe in. And in it, we have a whole lot to learn. And I'm telling you, to be in leadership, it takes on a big job. It's a big equation. It's a large scope. But if you're willing and able, God will walk you through every step of the way. I'm reminded that one of my constituents contacted me and on Facebook and asked me. He said that he was thinking about going into ministry, and how much did it cost? And I reminded him that to preach God's word isn't about monetary value. It's about you wanting to work in the field. You committed to God's doctrine. You want to go in the cold, and when you don't feel good, when you feel like you want to lay down, then your body say you got to be moving, because you got to be about God's word. You got to be about ministering and equipping God's people. That's what we are out here to do, is to do God's commands as he has instructed us to do. And so I told him that there wasn't any money to go into ministry, but all you needed was a desire and a hungry for God's word, and for him to get up under him a leadership that can guide him. And later on, if he's been committed to coming to church and going through the Bible studies and, you know, doing what the word of God tells us to do, then he could acknowledge and approach his overseer in what he wanted to do for God. Now, there is some schooling, however, that you can acquire to be, you know, more in tune to the ministry, but it don't cost anything as far as money. And so, you know, a lot of people, I imagine, has it all wrong, because they think that, you know, is you have to be out a lot of money to minister and be a pastor, a preacher, or deacon, or evangelist, or an apostle, or a bishop, or a prophetess, but it's not. It don't cost you anything. All you have to do is be a willing and able body. You know, God said, whoever will, let him come. And there's plenty of room out here in this vineyard for you and you and you. I don't know who I'm talking to out there in my podcast digital audience on tonight, but if you have a desire to do a work for God, all you got to do is go to God and let God know, God, Father, I'm your child. I want to be your servant. I got something that I want to do. And if you don't have anything in mind, then you can allow God to come to you and approach you about what skills that you have. Because we all have skills. We all have talents. And so God can approach you about the talents that he sees in you. And then you can go out and acquire those goals. Because I tell you, it's nothing like, you know, ministering the divine word of truth to a lost world. There's a whole lot of people that don't know about God and his truth. They don't know that there's a God in existence that love them, that cares about them, that don't want their souls to be lost. But you have to be under the right leadership. You have to be under the leadership of a person, may it be a man or woman, but they have to have a heart and a desire for God and his doctrine. And they don't sugarcoat it. A lot of people wanting you to tickle their ear, but you can't tickle their ear if you're intending to tell it like God said tell it. Now, if you're going in your own path and you're doing your own thing, you're doing it your way, and you say, hey, I'm doing my own thing, I'm not going by what the Word of God say, I'm going by what I say, then you don't want to be under that leadership. You want to be in totally in obedience to God. That's what it's all about, is carrying out God's Word. God said, go into the world and preach my gospel, not your gospel, but he said, preach my gospel to every creature. And he that believeth is baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So it is our job. It is our responsibility. God is going to hold you and I accountable. You that is out there in my digital listening audience, God is going to hold us accountable for his word. Because one day, we're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of God. And we're going to be judged by the deeds that have been done in this old mortal body. The Bible tells me whether they be good or whether they be bad, God is going to judge us. And I tell you, saints and friends and followers and constituents and king family, kingdom family and kinship family, I don't want God to tell me, depart from me, because your work was of iniquity. I don't think it's anyone that's on planet Earth in their rightful psychological mind want those words read aloud before them on that great judgment day. Depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. So in order for us to live like God said live, we're going to have to lead like God said lead. We're going to have to preach like God said preach. We're going to have to teach like God said teach. Teach his word like he said do. And then you will be in line with what God's word says. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to infuse your spirit and to impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. And in closing, if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we'll be jubilant to hear response from you. If you have any prayer petitions that you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer with you about, you can send all your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. The radio station is Blog Talk Radio. The program is the Old Ship of Zion. You can attention to Senior Pastor Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye. Bye.